From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Trevor Hook. The U.S. Supreme Court ruled that federal courts are not the venue to review partisan gerrymandering. St. Louis Public Radio's Jason Rosenbaum reports that the decision could have a big impact in Missouri and Illinois.
The 5-4 ruling does not stop states from adopting rules against partisan gerrymandering. It specifically mentioned Missouri, a state that adopted a state legislative redistricting plan known as Clean Missouri, aimed at creating maps emphasizing partisan fairness. But neither Missouri nor Illinois specifically prohibit legislatures from passing congressional maps that help one party or the other. And Clean Missouri's Sean Sonker Nicholson says it's unlikely that will change anytime soon.
We're going to have to, as a nation, come to terms with what a disaster partisan gerrymandering is across the country.
Nicholson also noted that some states like Illinois either make it very difficult or impossible to undertake citizen-led ballot initiatives. I'm Jason Rosenbaum.
Construction will begin July 8th to replace a four-way stop at the intersection of Forum Boulevard and Green Meadows Road with a roundabout, according to the Columbia Missourian. Forum Boulevard is a four-lane divided road, and construction will be completed in two phases. The west side of the street at the intersection will be closed starting next month for about 2 to 2.5 months. After the west side construction is complete, the east side will close. The construction in full is expected to take until early December, according to a news release from the Columbia Public Works Department. Forum will be temporarily narrowed to one lane in each direction. The street will still be accessible to residents to the west via Doral Drive. According to the news release, roundabouts reduce crashes involving serious injuries or deaths. The Missouri Department of Natural Resources has awarded the Boone County Regional Sewer District more than $1.2 million to assist the district in their efforts to consolidate wastewater treatment. The project will include eliminating two treatment facilities in Lee Heights and Oberlin Valley. The district will add pumping stations and connect them to Columbia's larger wastewater collection system, according to a news release early this week. According to the district's website, the funds will cover almost all costs associated with the projects, as each project is estimated to cost between $600,000 to $700,000. The district has been working to replace treatment facilities with pumping stations in order to consolidate wastewater treatment and improve local water quality since about 2009. The project will also receive funds from the Environmental Protection Agency. The project is expected to be completed by June of 2020. Several Missouri jail employees have been disciplined after an armed robbery suspect escaped by posing as another inmate. That inmate was then recaptured after crashing a stolen car while fleeing. KYTV reports that Laclede County Sheriff David Millsap says staff was to blame for failing to confirm Stephen Joe Mitchell's identity before releasing him. Millsap says no one was fired, but some employees were suspended without pay or reprimanded in writing. Release procedures are also being strengthened. Mitchell now faces additional charges, and Millsap says that although the investigation into whether Mitchell had help is ongoing, he anticipates other inmates will face more charges as well. I'm Trevor Hook, KBIA News, Columbia.